Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome to the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. And today's podcast is very important for those students who wish to go abroad and for those parents who wish to send their kids abroad for better education and career growth. But, yes, this but is the cause of concern and has in store many apprehensions, concerns, doubts, and so many other negative thoughts which don't let you take the next step. So today, I wish to share some of them to help you arrive at the decision. And why I say some? Because I don't want you to believe that I know all. So connect with me and share your apprehensions that I have missed. I promise to connect with you and help you in your journey through facts and logical explanations. So, let's dive in. Hello all, I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I am on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize the dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy careers for themselves. So, welcome back, friends. And I was talking about that, but you hear a little nagging voice in the back of your mind that holds you back? Perhaps there's more than just yourself to persuade. And instead of a voice in the back of your mind there, are two loud voices. One is yours and another one is of your parents. Believe me, both are important and you have to win this psychological battle in the manner where both win. So now, let's debunk the myths that hold so many people back and send you on your way with only excitement in tow. One, I can't afford it. Yeah, this is the most common myth that studying abroad is expensive. Now let's see in a new perspective. In our country, we have both government institutions and private ones, and I don't need to explain the cost difference. The same rule applies to universities abroad. And if you choose only the private ones, yes, they are expensive. But if you look at the public universities, they might be even more affordable than universities back home. And there are multiple ways to handle it. You can go for scholarships, grants, etc. Choosing a country with a favorable exchange rate can also be a good option. Search for a study abroad scholarship that fits your needs. You can even search by location and field of study. And another route to help you afford the trip is crowdsourced funding, which has been around since before the internet. The students wrote letters to relatives, spoke at church or other social communities. And today, sites like Fund My Travel make it much easier to raise funds in much the same way. And many motivated students cover their entire budget through donations. Number two, I'll miss my friends and family. Maybe and maybe not. But that's for sure. You'll make new friends and your old friends will be there when you get back. Relationships formed on study abroad programs are often some of the strongest students form in college. I'll say not just the friends, but a cultural shock also awaits you. But all this will soon be replaced by excursions to exciting places, people from all over the world, and an appreciation for a new culture. And it'll be an altogether new learning. And that will be another step towards personal development. Volunteer for buddy programs in university. Try to join community programs that gives you an opportunity to interact with the locals. And this way, you'll find a spot for yourself in a new place and also make friends. And today's tech world, there are numerous ways to stay connected with friends and family. The most popular being WhatsApp video calls. Set up Zoom or Google Meet dates with family and friends, and they'll also feel good by seeing that you wish to stay connected. Point number three, I'm not good with other languages. If you're simply terrified of speaking another language or it doesn't interest you, there are still plenty of English-speaking destinations for study abroad. And if you would like to know, there are around 88 English-speaking countries in the world. And you can choose from a plethora of countries that will surround you with a new culture, but in the comfort of your native language. On the other hand, there are even programs in non-English-speaking destinations where courses are taught in English. For example, Germany, France, Switzerland, Spain, etc. But then you might be probably pretty good with English, and that began as a foreign language for you. The best way to learn another language is to immerse yourself in it. And every student learns how to buy a drink, get on the right bus, and order lunch very quickly in a foreign language setting. Do some basic certificate course in the language of your study abroad destination, and it would be a huge help to yourself. The necessity will force you to. Then, myth number four, the application process is too complicated. Now, this might seem intimidating at the time, but it's not very different from applying to an Indian university. Be patient to look for an application guide that will be available on the website and follow the procedure, and you'll find how quickly it can be done. And also, don't forget to take advantage of all the people that are there to help. Your school, your program provider, the study abroad consultant will have, you know, all those people whose job is to make it simpler for you. Then, point number five, I don't know how to arrange an accommodation. Now, this task, also like all others, need to be done carefully. There are multiple options available. Many programs provide housing in apartments, dorms, and even homestays. But it's seen that many students are very resistant to the idea of homestays. But you should know a few things about them. An international homestay provides you with an instant network. Often the family will have grown children or neighbors and close friends who will help you connect. A homestay also provides instant language practice opportunities. It allows you to hear the language how it is really spoken by using informal tenses and traditional slangs. And another bonus is the home-cooked meals, which will probably be amazing. So your study abroad consultant, your university, student groups are a good way to search for the perfect accommodation for you. Point number six, I don't know how to choose a program. Now, most students describe their study abroad experience as the most important and life-changing things they have done. Now, if you want a real and accurate testimonial, look for the sites with positive and negative reviews and reach out to a program alumni. They'll tell you everything you need to know. Reach out to your study abroad advisor who has probably visited many programs and can share their experience. In the end, you need to decide based on what you want to gain from the program. Consider your area of study, the program highlights and reviews and the costs, and then choose the best study abroad program for you. And point number seven, I am afraid of traveling. Now, this one can be the toughest of all to approach. Only yourself is standing in the way. The truth is, the traveling is the most intense form of learning. I understand, it is new. Everything will seem foreign and you may feel out of place for a while. But the other truth is that it is priceless in terms of self-development. And if safety is a concern, then take into account when picking your location and place to live. There are many options in countries that are just as developed as the United States and have housing options that will surround you with a safety net. Plus, it's an increasingly global workplace, and chances are you will be required to travel at some point in your life. Get comfortable with it now while you are young. Never forget, the best education you will get is through traveling. Nothing teaches you more than exploring the world and accumulating experiences. And then, point number eight, it won't help my career. Now, that's the biggest myth. False. Employers value study abroad experience as well as other types of international experiences like volunteering and interning. Just the fact that you studied abroad demonstrates a wider desire to learn about your world. It demonstrates that you're adaptable, open to new experiences, and that you've experienced a culture beyond your own. And guess what? Many of skills cited to be competitive in the modern workforce can be effectively and profoundly developed while studying abroad. So talk about killing two birds with one stone. And now, let me share some benefits of studying abroad. First and foremost, personal growth. Students can build independence, confidence, and adaptability and form lasting relationships. Career development. According to CIEE, 97% of students who studied abroad found employment within 12 months of graduation. 91% of students believe they are more aware of global issues, and 79% say they built skills relevant to their careers. Then, graduation rates. According to IIE, first-generation students and underrepresented minorities who study abroad are 11.6% more likely to graduate in 4 years and have a 0.12 higher GPA. And then, you want to stand out from the crowd. Less than 10% of students study abroad in any given year. That gives you a whole lot of room to outpace your peers and wedge your way into a job offer. Instead of having the same pedigree as everyone else, level up your skills. Enjoy the onset of more interesting, memorable conversations, whether you are professionally networking or just having a drink with friends. And you learn to value experiences over things. While it's pretty fun to collect stuff, like on point heels and the newest iPhone, you quickly realize the transience of it all. Your focus on things over memories doesn't make for long-term satisfaction or happiness. If you really want to live and experience all the ups and sometimes downs too that life has to offer, take a beautiful leap towards the extraordinary instead of the ordinary. And to conclude, studying abroad can be beneficial for personal growth and career development. According to NerdWallet, studying abroad can be worth it if it aligns with your interests, goals, and finances. According to some, the benefits of studying abroad increase with the length of the study period. For example, 67.5% of students who studied abroad for a full academic year said their experience contributed to a job offer, compared to 53.4% of students who studied abroad for a semester and 42.5% of students who studied abroad for fewer than 8 weeks. Study abroad allows you to experience another part of yourself in a different setting. Plus, if all that hurry is geared towards success in your career, international education will most definitely be worth your time. It's not only an expedition of self-discovery, but also an investment in your resume. So if you have questions, suggestions, or just want to say hello, feel free to reach out. I'm here to help and engage in meaningful conversations with you. There's a link in the description of the podcast, which has my connection modes. You can choose all or your most convenient one. If you found value in the podcast, help us reach more listeners by sharing with your friends, family, and colleagues who might benefit from our discussions. Thank you for joining us on the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. Remember, it's a journey into the future. Take the next step with confidence and belief in yourself. Thank you.